The Lord bless you, sweet family. Well, the Lord and Our Lady have spring cleaning in mind for the refuge in the dead of winter. And I asked him, Lord, what is on your precious heart today? And he answered, you are my beloved. All of you are, as you go about your wearying work. I console you with my presence. But in your busyness, you forget to stop, look, and listen for me. I never intended life on earth to be a drudgery, and it grieves me to see so many captive in the net of materialistic values. So here we are sifting through all kinds of things, musical equipment, art supplies. We're reorganizing in just my hermitage, but I carry a lot of things here for other people. It's wearying, very wearying. You know, five of us, we get all wiped out, washing, cleaning, organizing, putting things away. And I definitely have an excess here and there that I'd like to give to someone who could really use it. But having to have the materials for those different disciplines, like music and art, can get cumbersome. But he's asking us to be more careful about the things we keep, for sure. He never intended for us to be having to go through things like this, organizing and cleaning. As you do go about your daily toil, Jesus continued, reflect on the possessions you have and whether or not they are for the kingdom. Consider these things as you organize and clean. Consider also that less of the world is more of me. I know, Claire, that your motives were good in most of your accumulations, but always remember what you buy you have to keep clean, store, protect, and use. It is good to free your mind and yourself for more room for me. I wish for all of you to consider this as you go about cleaning up your own personal space and the refuge. Let poverty shine forth. Blessed are the poor in spirit. And I can add on to that is that the poor in spirit tend to be poor as far as possessions come as well. The more possessions a person has, a lot of times the more they value themselves and look down on others. My children, he continued, I wish for you to be unencumbered by the world. Having a multitude of worldly goods means also having a multitude of problems. Where shall we put it? How shall we keep it from getting stolen? When will we use it? With many things comes many cares of the world. I would like to spare you that drudgery, so I ask you to keep it simple. I also ask you to make a review of things you own and properly dispose of those things that are no longer needed, always considering the poor around you. In this way, you will gain much freedom from the cares of this world that truly do weigh you down. Let this be a lesson to you as you organize the refuge. And, you know, we spent probably 5 hours in 2 days, maybe 10 hours, cleaning so far, and we're nowhere near the end. So it has been drudgery, really. He continued, may I say, there is much you can do without? Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit as you reassess the value and use of each item. Share what is no longer needed and keep your hearts free from avarice. As my mother told you, I would like your living quarters to be orderly and free of things that are not needed, so please give them away that others may be blessed. Less is more. Remember this always. I am sustaining this earth as it goes through its changes. Now here I want to mention that there's a lot of electromagnetic turbulence going on right now in our solar system. And in the past, it has caused some monumental changes in the earth. So while these things are happening, of course, I'm concerned for, protecting our equipment and what have you. We have a few Faraday cages for our computers. But I just keep getting this nagging feeling that the Lord's going to take care of it without the Faraday cage, and not for me not to be neurotic about it, that I should trust him. So he brought this up. He said, I am sustaining this earth as it goes through its changes. Understand that this is my classroom. I will renovate it, but not destroy it, for there is still much yet to learn. Do not grow despondent of the monotony. Brighter days are ahead. Right now, he continued, you are learning about the uselessness of things and how they clutter. So I need the classroom. Be sensitive to the suffering and needs of those around you. Lord, I'm really looking forward to having this place shipshape. Yes, that will be a real blessing for all of you. It is important that you all stay busy during your working hours. There is much to do, and you will bless me greatly if you will treat this place, my gift to you, with great care. In other words, own it for me. That is, make it your business to tidy things up. Never walk away from something lying on the ground without taking care of it. Did you know that I put some of these things there to test your faithfulness to me? That's right. I draw your attention to those things and ask you to care and take ownership of them. Dispose of them properly. It is offensive to me when you walk by something knowing it shouldn't be there, but you ignore it for another thing to do. This kind of heart and mind attitude takes many days and sometimes years in purgatory to correct. It is a deep-seated laziness or sloth. I see it. I nudge you, but you ignore me. That is disrespectful for all I have done and given you. This is not about Mother being a neatnik. I tried to get him to use another word, but another one wouldn't come to mind. It is about you being disrespectful and ungrateful for my provision for you. I expect you to do something about it when you see a mess. I watch you walk by it, and I chide you in your conscience because I do not want to see you go to purgatory for not caring about what I have labored so very hard to give you. When you were growing up in the world, your parents had certain standards for cleanliness. Well, now that you are here in my family, I have certain standards that I am training you in. And let me tell you, my standards are nothing like your mother's or father's. Understand that these things that look at you that are disordered are little tests for you to see how much you are grateful for. When you allow disorder to go on, you are saying, I don't care what this gift costs the Lord. I'm too busy with my own thing. And this hard attitude is reprehensible, my dear ones. I gave you this place so you may lead a holy life and have all that you need. And now I'm calling you to steward this place as if it were mine, because it is. And my standards are higher, and I am calling you to live up to them now. And, you know, one thought that came to me is, it doesn't matter if you came from the slums or if you came from a middle-class neighborhood or an upper-class neighborhood. None of that matters. All that matters is that we honor the Lord's standards. So he continued, make this home of mine clean, orderly, sanitary, and kept up for a king, not a slovenly slum dweller. I am very much offended when I see this. Listen, my dear ones, I love you deeply, and that is why I have supplied you with all you need to live for me and prosper other souls. So show to me your appreciation and be caring and responsible. This will greatly please me. It is only a small thing I'm asking of you, but it means a great deal to me, and it sends a message to visitors that is degrading to my name when things are not kept up. Uphold my honor and my name by being aware of all that is around you and putting each thing in its own place. Tools also are my gift to you. Never leave a tool where it can get lost or broken. Always treat your tools with respect because you need them and may never be able to get them again. In conclusion, my dear ones, steward my refuge and keep it clean for me. It will bring me great joy. There are not many things you can do to bring me happiness except in ministry. But this is another thing that you can do to bring me happiness, is to show respect for what I've given you. And that was the end of his message.